About an hour from now, we're going to visit with Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, who attended the recent U.S. Conference of Mayors, or participated in it. You might recall that the mayor was tested positive for COVID-19 a couple of weeks ago, and the quarantine time has passed. But we will visit with the mayor to talk about a number of things. Among them, obviously, we'll ask her how she's feeling. At the time she tested positive, she said she was asymptomatic. And hopefully that stayed the case, and the situation was came and went without any incident. But there are a number of things to go over, and one of them is the reaction to the stories that we have had this week on Arizona's Morning News about the continued projection for just massive growth or influx of people moving from other parts of the country, including California. And what impact that will have on Phoenix. Now, you may say to yourself, well, Phoenix is virtually surrounded by suburbs, but there are still areas where Phoenix can grow. And that obviously just adds to the population and more pressure on city services. So there we'll discuss that with the mayor. We're also probably going to look into the situation with Senator Sinema. Because obviously now this becomes with this the latest stories about the Democratic Party starting to recruit somebody to run against Senator Sinema in the primary in 2024. Maricopa County obviously was a voting epicenter in the 2020 election, and we'll get thoughts from the mayor on whether she thinks that will continue to be the case. Also,
both Democratic women from Phoenix,
yeah,
in powerful positions. It would be interesting to hear her take on this.
Yeah, and she's not going to say anything, but you also wonder, she is a Democrat, what political aspirations she may have as it relates to 2024.
Could she see herself running for that Senate seat, maybe?
Possibly. I don't. At this point in the game, when I heard the story about Kyrsten Sinema considering a run for president, and I don't want to be misinterpreted about this, but my first thought was, you know, anything is possible at this point, I guess, especially in the current political climate. But the other thing, the other major issue as it relates to the city of Phoenix, there was a discussion about border security. Now, we have said, and it has been pointed out, that there are limitations on what state and municipal officials can do in relation to the subject of border security at the southern border. Governor Ducey is limited, and certainly mayors are limited, but they can have a voice, and the mayor of the fifth largest city in the United States certainly would have a voice in Washington with the Biden administration about what to do about border security. And Phoenix is affected by the influx of migrants from Mexico and other countries coming in through the southern border. So lots to discuss, and obviously we'll have a lot of things to get reaction from Mayor Gallego coming up about an hour from now, so we hope you'll join us here on Arizona's Morning News. I should also point out that our interviews are always archived on our KTAR News app, and you can download that for free. Go back anytime you want. You can hear Jim's Sharper Point commentary. You can hear the interviews, and so we hope you're with us in an hour, but certainly you can go back and check out each and every second of our visit with Mayor Gallego at the KTAR News app.